when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
A lot, a lot, a lot of dig, dig, dig.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you're ever up a tree, phone to me.
Hey, yes, sirree. And if you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been for gate, gate, ours will still be great. A loddle, doddle, doddle, chuck, chuck, chuck.
If you're ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A lottle, lottle, hep, hep, hep.
If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
Say, if you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick. A lot of doddle, doddle, woof, woof, woof. Hep, hep, hep. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Dig, dig, dig. Good evening, friends.
And good afternoon, friends of the American Musical Theater. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. And all I got to say is set them up, Joe, because we got a lot of wonderful songs you ought to know. You probably know most of them already. The song we heard leading into the show was written by Cole Porter for Du Barry Was a Lady, but it was recorded as a single by Judy Garland, whose voice you probably recognized, and another fella whose voice you may not recognize. That was Johnny Mercer, John Herndon Mercer, born in Savannah, Georgia in 1909, one of America's greatest, indisputably greatest lyricists, but also a phenomenal performer on the radio, in recordings, on television. I would venture to guess that other than perhaps, or until Lennon and McCartney, there was no songwriter who was also as successful as a popular singer. He had number one hits on the radio. He had phenomenal songs in the movies. He had a few Broadway shows. And that's what we're going to look at today on our episode, Mr. Mercer and His Pals. Johnny Mercer singing along with other people, singing his own material, singing other people's material, and wonderful duets from the musicals that he wrote. Well, the relationship between Judy Garland and Johnny Mercer continued into the Harvey Girls, a film with a score he wrote with Harry Warren. It also continued in real life. They had an off-again, on-again affair for decades after they met on that very recording of Cole Porter's friendship. But let us go to Mr. Mercer himself in a commercial recording with the Pied Pipers, including Joe Stafford of On the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe from the Harvey Girls. And who knows better how to sell their material than the gentleman who wrote the song.
That whistle down the line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Chugga, 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 ooh, ooh. Let her rip, chugga, let her rip, chugga, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll. See the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi. Yes, siree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California,
better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell,
all the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
After World War II, and after the great success of Oklahoma and Carousel, Mercer realized he needed a Broadway show of his own. He had started on Broadway in the Garrick Gaieties as a performer and went to Hollywood in 1933, but here he came back with Harold Arlen to write the score to St. Louis Woman, a phenomenal score of a show that ran only slightly more than 100 performances, but he was smart enough to record a song or two from that score himself for Capitol Records, about which we will talk more. But here are two wonderful songs from St. Louis Woman, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by today's spotlighted guest, Johnny Mercer.
A streak of lightning, a streak of lightning, that's what that lucky little jockey from the South is. If you deny it, argify it, then you can go and put your money where your mouth is. Since I was a little boy, I've been round the tracks, seen a lot of jockeys fast as mountain jacks. But I know what I know. He, ooh-wee, little Augie is a natural man. He don't use a bridle, he don't need his hand. Augie talks a language horses understand, and it's true that it do. He, ooh-wee, little Augie is a natural man. I've seen plenty of backstretch ramblers, but I'll tell you for fair, Augie sets on a horse's neck like most folks sets on a chair. Though he's got a big heart, you can get a bet he don't weigh 100, even sopping wet, he's a show. Has his name just the same. Augie is the biggest little man. Augie told the stork what brought him through the air. Bet a half a dollar I can beat you there, and it did. Yes, it did. Little Augie is a traveling man. Daddy looked at Augie lying in the bed. Augie looked at Daddy. This is what he said. What a race did I place? He spoke up like a natural man. I ain't stopping to study how come all this happens to be. 'Cause I'm lucky to little Augie, and he's lucky to me. Augie's on the racetrack riding like the wind. Badfoot's in the stable singing Augie and he, you. Roll along, that's my song. Augie is the biggest little man.
Just the life, Augie.
Oh, gal, I'm having a ball.
You is lucky.
Oh, I was born lucky. Born with a veil, and that's sure enough lucky. You know, anybody what takes up with me gets lucky. I'm gonna make you lucky, too. If you, love me hard enough.
Oh, I'm gonna love you hard, little Augie. I'm gonna love you worse than I ever did anybody else. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Augie.
Love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you, Della. I'm with you, rain or shine.
A great duet from the original cast album of St. Louis Woman. That was Ruby Hill and Harold Nicholas. And that song went on to become one of the great standards of all time. And certainly Johnny Mercer's work on the air and in pop music in the 1940s was fairly ubiquitous. Here he is goofing around with Frank Sinatra, another pal of his, singing a song that they turn into a duet at any rate. It was one of Mercer's four hit singles that he wrote in the late 1940s and recorded and had a number one hit as a performer. So at any rate, here he is in the radio studio where we all love to be with the only, one and only Frank Sinatra.
Say, kids, how'd you like to meet the fellow who wrote the words to Old Black Magic? Well, sir, he wants to meet you, too. One of America's greatest songwriters, a man with more hits than Joe DiMaggio and more plugs than Crosby, Johnny Mercer!
Hello, Frank. Hi, everybody. It's good to split a microphone with you, Mr. S.
Oh, we're proud to have you, Mr. M. You know, it's always a pleasure to sing one of your songs, Johnny, because, well, the words come kind of easy, just like people talk.
Well, I try to write them that way, Frank, but I sometimes get carried away, like on Old Black Magic. Do you think that's the way people talk?
Well, sure, naturally.
Well, maybe. But can you imagine a gal named Gertrude and a guy named Max sitting on a bench in Central Park, and he says, your Old Black Magic has me in its spell, Gertrude.
Clever.
Yes, and she says, yes, every time your eyes meet mine, I feel your icy fingers up and down my spine. And down I go, and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide, Max.
Well, John, I guess that's poetic license.
Well, I better get mine renewed.
Look, Johnny, let you and me lift voices in one of your tunes, huh?
Well, you want me to untether my mountain goat vibrato?
Leave the rafters ring.
You sure the old gold folks won't mind me smudging up their little smoke opera?
A million jukebox nickels can't be wrong, John. How about accentuating the positive?
Okay, Frankie, let me in the pulpit, please.
I'm moving out right now.
Gather around me, everybody. Well, gather around me while we preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what we're agin. If you wanna hear our story, then settle back and just sit tight while we start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive.
Eliminate the negative.
Yeah, latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Man, you got to spread joy.
A lot of joy.
Up to the maximum.
Way up.
Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Kick it right out the door. Have faith or pandemonium.
Him again.
Liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
paint a picture,
our last remark,
Jonah in the whale, knowing they are.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept, you ate the positive, he lived, money the negative, latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Accentuate the positive.
Yes, yes.
I need the negative and
let's go
to the affirmative.
It's in a lot of trouble, you know that, don't you?
Hey!
Oh, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Well, the 1950s brought Johnny Mercer back to Broadway for a number of projects. Here is a show for which he wrote the music and the lyrics. He was that talented a guy for the comedian Phil Silvers called Top Banana. It's a show I love because it's the ultimate in cornball showbiz. And here is a wonderful Mercer wordplay. Boy, maybe other than Cole Porter, Larry Hart, there was no one as good with flipping words around and turning them inside out than Johnny Mercer. Here's Phil Silvers and Rosemarie. Yeah, the same Rosemarie from the Dick Van Dyke Show, singing a hilarious song from the musical Top Banana. Music, as I mentioned, by Johnny Mercer, but also lyrics, of course. Here they are.
Look, kid. Words are not important. Did you ever hear of the Reader's Digest?
Oh, sure.
They got an article in there called A Word a Day. Mm-hmm. Learn those words, you're as smart as anybody else.
That's fine, but you have to know the meaning of the words.
I know the meaning of the words.
You do?
All right, wise guy. Here's the dictionary. Try me.
All right. Assiduous.
Assiduous. Them's the things that live on sea or on land.
Amphibious.
Amphibious. That means someone who can use either hand.
To simulate.
To simulate. Take a Benzedrine and have a few yaks.
Escutcheons.
A department store like Saks.
Appreciate.
Appreciate. That's like last year what you lost on your car.
Posterity.
Posterity. What you're sitting on wherever you are.
Caricature.
Caricature. A caricature in China's a cab.
To disappear.
When the waiter brings the tab. A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Like resume.
That's how you keep your fancy IQ. A word a day.
A word a day.
Like matinee.
Or cheese souffle.
We'll keep you very Park Avenue.
Octagonal.
Octagonal. That's a man who's over 80 years old.
An anagram.
An anagram? Always take it at the sign of a cold.
Premeditate.
Premeditate. That's a doctor who's still going to college. True.
That's true.
But ambiguous. Ambiguous means I love you.
That's pretty good. Now try me.
Okay. To underrate.
To underrate. That's a word insurance salesmen use most.
What's tantamount?
Tantamount? That's a picture company out on the coast.
A lexicon.
Lexicon. That's a big hotel, the east side of town.
Proverbial.
Always takes a proper noun.
Try emphasize.
Try emphasize. When you try a suit to see if it fits.
A homily.
A homily. In the South, they eat a lot of it grits.
Euphonious.
Euphonious. That's an instrument Hungarians pick.
An anecdote.
If you're poisoned, take it quick.
You're pretty smart.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Or recherche. We'll keep you quite a hit at the bar.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like distongue.
Or hit the hay.
Is like a breath of old caviar.
Colloquial.
Colloquial? You're colloquial if you talk all the time.
A labyrinth.
A labyrinth? You go down the stairs, they charge you a dime.
Disseminate.
Disseminate. That's a fellow with a feminine point of view.
You. But kaleidoscopa, kaleidoscopa means I.
Barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Mom Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring.
All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together. Sun's getting shinery to spotlight the finery. Spring, spring, spring.
In his hole, though the gopher seems a bit of a loafer, the industrious beaver puts it down to spring fever. While there's no antelope who feels that he can't elope, spring, spring, spring.
Slow but surely the turtle, who's enormously fertile, lays her eggs by the dozen, maybe some are her cousins. Even the catamount is nonplussed by that amount. Spring, spring, spring.
Even out in Australia, the kangaroo lay off butterfat and all French fries. If their offspring are large, it might be dangaroos. They've just gotta keep 'em pocket size.
Even though to each rabbit spring is more like a habit, nonetheless, in the cactus they indulge in the practice. Natural proclivity, they dig relativity. Spring, spring, spring.
To itself, each amoeba softly croons "Ach du lieber," while the proud little termite feels as large as a worm bite. Old Papa Dragonfly is making his wagon fly. Spring, spring, spring.
Every bug's snuggled snuggy in its own baby buggy, and in spite of policing, seems the tribe is increasing. 'Cause Mrs. Katy did once did what her matey did. Spring, spring, spring.
Daddy Longlegs is stretching out his creaking joints, and how busy can a bumblebee? Flitting hither and thither, she keeps seeking joints with a spare room and a nursery.
Each cocoon has a tenant, so they've hung out a pennant. Don't disturb, please keep waiting, we are evacuating. This home's my mama's, I'll soon have my own domicile. Spring, spring, spring.
It's as old as forever, but it's more fun than ever. Spring, spring, spring.
That was Johnny Mercer performing his own lyrics in a demo recording along with Gene DePaul, the composer, for a wonderful song from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. He was toggling in the 1950s between Broadway and Hollywood, and that was a great Hollywood movie that became a stage version, as almost everything did, you know, by the 1980s and 1990s. But that's the source. That's Johnny Mercer. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM. And today we're looking at Mr. Mercer and his pals. Johnny Mercer singing duets with people he knew and loved, and great duets from the shows he wrote as well. Well, Atlantic Records came up with the idea of teaming the young Bobby Darin, who was on his, you know, this is post Mack the Knife, so a rocketing star in the early 1960s, with that old cowhand Johnny Mercer, for an amazing album called Two of a Kind, wonderfully orchestrated by Billy May. And here is just a charming song they do from Mercer's own musical, Little Abner, from 1956. And then we'll hear a song from the show itself. But here is Mr. Mercer, and I would say perhaps his swinginest pal, Bobby Darin, Two of a Kind.
Mm-hmm. If I had my druthers, I'd rather have my druthers than anything else I know. While you'd rather hustle, accumulating muscle, I'd rather watch daisies grow. While they're growing slow and the summer breeze is blowing, my heart is overflowing, and so if I had my druthers, I'd rather have my druthers than anything else I know.
Robert, you think you could agree with that kind of philosophy?
Agree? I live it. If I had my druthers, I'd rather have my druthers than work anywheres at all.
Don't nobody call.
It ain't that I hates it. Why, in fact, I even contemplates it while watching the raindrops fall. I sits there for hours developing my powers of figuring how flowers gets tall. If I had my druthers, I'd rather have my druthers than anything else at all.
If I had my druthers to choose from all the others, I'd rather be like I am.
I like you just the way you are. This thing called employment detracts from my enjoyment and tightens my diaphragm.
Oh, you poor lamb. Whilst I'm doing nary a thing that's necessary, I'm happy as a cherry stone clam.
Some of my best friends are clams. If I had my druthers to choose from all the others, I'd rather be like I am.
If we had our druthers, we'd rather have our druthers than anything else we know. Our forefathers wrote it, and oftentimes we quote it whenever we're feeling low.
Monsieur John,
as direct descendants,
we figure independence
ain't only in Missouri. And so if we had our druthers, we'd rather have our druthers than anything else we know.
Why, sure.
Than anything else we know.
Yeah, bo.
Than anything else we know.
Uncle.
Than anything else we know.
Good night.
Leave a call.
What a shame.
And I'm losing time.
Guess the old clock's run down.
17 last spring.
My, what a wasted life.
Still without a ring.
Would you become my wife?
I'm past my peak.
Use an early antique.
Look at this physique.
Just hear the old bones creak.
Where there was a glow,
ain't there a glow no more.
Now the wrinkles show.
There are my Romeo.
Seven-year-old hag. When you're in this position, you lose your disposition.
All the time it's nag, nag, nag.
Life's like a song,
and the happiest thing
when you're young and strong.
Every day is spring,
but it's just a crime.
You can't get off the dime
when you're past your prime.
your prime.
Getting grumpy and gray.
Use on overtime.
Ain't making take-home pay.
Every sun that sets.
All through the day, all frets.
Brings you more regrets.
Enlarge your silhouettes.
Use, climb the heights.
Eyes over the hill.
Of romantic nights.
My hand has lost its skill.
Comes the cruel dawn.
Us feeling pale and drawn.
The lover boy has gone.
I ask you who's elated when you's methusalated.
Like a mummy underground. Prefers you in the round.
Life's just like pie.
Huckleberry or peach.
When you're young and spry.
Heaven's within your reach.
But it's just a crime.
How can it be sublime when you're past your prime? When you're past your prime.
Hilarious duet from Little Abner. That was Stubby Kaye and Edie Adams. Music by Gene DePaul. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer, who is in the spotlight today. There was a musical he wrote in the early 60s for Broadway, a place he never really found a happy home, even though he hung his hat there several times. This is a musical called Foxy. It was written for Burt Lahr, the composer named Robert Emmett Dolan. And even though it ran several months, it never had a cast album. Here is Johnny Mercer himself singing a demo recording of the comedy special number he wrote for Burt Lahr. So try to imagine Burt Lahr performing it, and you can see how well he tailored it to that comedian's talents. Here is Johnny Mercer as a bon vivant from the musical Foxy.
Dear were the homes of Cheltenham, large were the hearts that dwelt in them. I, but a tad of a lad, mum and dad at the pub just belting them away. Now I've attained seniority and come to my majority. I've traveled far, tasted snails, caviar, so with some authority I say, if you want a bon vivant to brighten up the scene, or a jolly extra man to give the party sheen, strolling on the Parthenon or bowling on the green, I play mandolin and tambourine, we'll travel. If you want a bon vivant who only aims to please, punting on the Hellespont or at milady's tees, tickling her fancy and her risibilities, just drop a note to me. My services are free, for I'm the bon vivant you want. Now for the life men dream about, days that a king might scheme about. Once I have got my palatial yacht, I shall slowly steam about the brine. Fie on the word economy, I'll live a life of bonhomie. Sail into port for a night pool of sport, full of rare gastronomy and wine. Manchester and Dorchester and Chichester and Perth, sailing on the Firth of Forth, or is it Forth of Firth? Wappington on Battersea, the shire of my birth. In a thatched home of modest worth, unpaid for. Birmingham and Nottingham and Sandringham and Crewe, Shrewsbury and Tewkesbury and Shaftesbury and Loo, Lancashire and Lincolnshire and Devonshire and who, as we would say in school, I've been around the pool, so I'm the bon vivant you want. I had a dear old guardian, and he had ways Edwardian. At tea every day. If he burped, he would say, oh, I beg your pardon to me. Once in a while, he'd skin a pear, sort of an after-dinner pair. Then we would sing, maybe God save the king, or a partridge in a pear tree. All around the anteroom, the butler chased the maid, out the door and down the path and through the leafy glade. There in the gazebo, it was 90 in the shade, with the table set and places laid. He made her stay with him and play with him until the mutton burned. We were having trifle when the two of them returned. Later on, she taught me everything that she had learned. So if you have a maid who feels she's underpaid, then I'm the bon vivant you want. Visiting my auntie Boo in tiny Liechtenstein, strolling through the meadowlands amongst the lowing kine, flirting mit the milking maid, mit cheeks of apple shine, strolling up above the timber line, on sheing, dueling the Habsburgs, Axe, carefree days they were, drinking beer at Heidelberg und making love mit her. Just before the Chancellor partitioned up the Ruhr, yeah, ever since the day I rolled her in the hay, I've been a bon vivant, she was.
Johnny Mercer was nothing if not peripatetic. In the early 1970s, he went to London to create an original musical called The Good Companions, music by André Previn, that polymath of musical talents. And it's a charming show, so British in its origins and conception that it never made it to the States. But he was smart enough to try to record a couple demo or single recordings to generate publicity. Here are two songs from that show. The first is with his old pal Bing Crosby, who he knew from the early 1930s, late 1920s, and you just hear the way he riffs off Bing Crosby. He throws in a little reference to Bing Crosby's hometown. That's how clever he was. So two good companions, Bing Crosby and Johnny Mercer, singing a medley or a two-song medley of songs from that show.
Voyagers are cast away on strange exotic lands. Much precious time is passed away in wringing of the hands.
Far better to fall in with one another,
find something else to eat besides each other.
Kind fate sees fit to stake us all to brandy and cigars, the vehicle to take us all toward the distant stars. Here, here.
Good companions stick together. Sunny skies or stormy weather. Birdies of uncommon feather, come what may. Even when the raindrops tumble, good companions never grumble. Them's the breaks, as Willie Shakespeare used to say.
Oh yes, that was widely quoted.
He said it all.
To the highways and the byways of our native land.
Must be Spokane.
Playing both the big time and the one night stand. Hand in hand.
Good companions, that's the ticket.
Sitting duck.
Oh, sticky wicket.
This old life's a game of cricket.
Each must play. For we're the good companions, and we're on our way.
Kankakee
and Tennessee
to Omaha
and Wichita.
We'll travel through the good old USA,
like Lewis and Clark, oh, Washington
and Oregon,
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan,
and back to San Francisco by the bay
for Fenton and Marco.
Off to old Bavaria aboard the Berengaria,
we'll pirouette our way across the pond
at the captain's table,
then the Wembley Stadium,
off to the Palladium
and points beyond. This old life's a game of cricket each must play, for we're the good companions and we're on our way, on our way.
Strictly off the record, would you say, after being together,
Susie?
Strictly off the record, would you say, after thinking it through, could you ever settle for a wee little house in the heather?
Susie,
could you ever settle for a beau who is steady and true? Though you clam up like a shellfish when the talk gets round to us, at the risk of sounding selfish, may I put it to you thus? Will it be, Susie, for everybody? Susie, for me, sweet as a cherry tree, which is it gonna be?
Susie, the screen vampire, queen of the movie shows.
Or Susie, sit by the fire, knitting for those 10 little toes. Don't be a spoilsport, Susie. Don't be a tease. Make some decision, please.
Small suburban nightlight still will be there. Then, darling Susie, for everybody, promise you will be, Susie, for only me.
Another fantastic Johnny Mercer duet. That's from Good Companions, his 1974 British musical. That's Christopher Gable and Marty Webb. Well, we're winding down our 54 minutes of Johnny Mercer, Mr. Mercer and his pals. And this might be a, oh, I don't know, where would we go now? Perhaps in Johnny Mercer style, we would go to the local saloon and ask the bartender to set him up and put some nickel, in the machine and listen to some Johnny Mercer tunes. But you got to do that for free here on Broadway to Main Street. I neglected to mention that in 1942, he founded with a couple of other fellas Capitol Records in Hollywood. You probably all know that famous building that looks like a stack of records. And he recorded a lot of great music for that label. He brought in people like Joe Stafford and Nat King Cole, which made the label success. But in a weird way, nobody was as good as Johnny Mercer was at singing his own songs for the Capitol label. So here is a song he wrote for Fred Astaire, with music by Harold Arlen, and it's a good way to play out our wonderful memories of Johnny Mercer.
It's 3:15. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lie, but that's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply got to listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Don't let it be said that little Freddy can't carry his load. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road, that long, long road, that long, long road.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is right.